I think it's recording.
Oh, dang.
Check one, two.
Check.
Don't talk so softly. Talk normal.
Hello.
There you go.
I'm not trying to talk softly.
Well, talk normal, because I'm getting comfy.
Oh, okay.
We're at that point in the pregnancy where I feel like I'm about to have a baby.
Are you gaining sympathy weight?
Yes. Yes. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Krista.
This is Parentally Unprepared. And here's how unprepared we are this week. We are recording in the bed.
We had a weird occurrence while we were playing with the three-year-old. The now three-year-old. Holy cow, that's weird.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got that to talk about, don't we? Yeah. Yeah, you just felt a little weirdness when you had a sudden turn.
Yeah.
From watering plants.
No, I didn't even have a sudden turn. I just like stepped to the side. I did a sidestep and then something over my hip flexor, like in my stomach, made like a very weird large shift.
Didn't you do something else to yourself when you sidestepped that one time? What did you do? You threw your hip out.
I wasn't pregnant then, though. That was 6 months later.
You threw your hip out.
Yeah, I don't want to do that again.
Yeah, don't hip throw.
I don't want to prematurely have a baby. I don't want to throw my hip out.
It's not a good thing. Welcome to the show, everyone. Apparently unprepared at gmail.com, at punpreparedpod on X/Twitter. I feel like you got to say it like that now.
Oh, it does. It seems like X Gamesy.
You got to say, hey, bro.
Yeah, like you're about to do a 360 on a snowboard.
Brought to you by Mountain Dew. Ball Mountain Dew. By Mountain Dew.
You fumbled your own joke.
Yeah.
I didn't even have to mock you.
Mountain and by at the same time. Mm. Mountain Dew.
This is what happens when you broadcast from bed.
Brought to you by Mountain Dew.
So I've been laying around since that happened, just kick counting.
Yeah, seems to be doing okay. He's moving a lot right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been a very busy week. I benched you this week, even though you still keep doing things around the house, which I appreciate, but still.
Listen, I haven't done that much now.
When I told someone I benched you, they were like, yeah, but I did 4 loads of clothes, and I cleaned the dishes, and I was like.
I like that voice that you're giving me.
And you were proud of yourself.
Listen.
Yeah, I am proud of you too, but.
I wasn't proud of myself. I was like, how the hell are these trains going to run on time if I'm not doing stuff?
The trains will be fine.
Again, I like having clean underwear.
We'll be fine.
Uh-huh.
The stains will be fine.
Oh, Lord. Gross.
So we had...
I kept the...
As we talked about heading into last week, we were going into the heart of birthday month, or birthday time of year, with daycare and whatnot. So two pretty fun parties on Saturday.
Absolutely.
And then we had our kids' party on Sunday, which it's you know, spring weather. So
well, the parties on Saturday went off without hitches, except for we went to the wrong location for the first party.
We did,
and
we made up for it.
But it was beautiful and 75, and not a cloud in the sky.
Yeah, nice and warm, nice and sunny.
All the kids had fun. Our kid immediately ate gravel, skinned her hand, knee, elbow, other knee.
Like, yeah, she took a big crash. She's got a.
She got new shoes for her birthday, she was wearing them. Every time she gets new shoes, she crashes.
Yeah. You ever watch someone do that gag where they take a running start off a diving board and they just keep running after they go out until they go into the water? Yes. That's what she did. She jumped off. She wanted to run to me and tell me something, so she jumped off. Her and her friends were standing on this little lake. It's almost like a cross tie that was being used as a barrier for a garden area. And she hopped off this cross tie and just started running before she hit the ground. Mm. And then immediately was trying to catch up with herself. And then immediately was like, slam.
Well, and I feel like this happens to her anytime she gets new shoes. That she hadn't quite figured out like the length and width of them. She just trips over them and eats it.
She likes to drag. She's not drag her feet, but she shuffles a little bit.
She drags her toe.
Yeah, she shuffles a little bit. Yeah. And so... After a while, she gets used to what that clearance is like.
Yeah.
And so when she gets new shoes, Yeah, the clearance is.
It's every single time.
Yeah, every single time.
She has that adjustment boo-boo.
I guess we just have to plan on every time she gets a new pair of shoes. Just
bring extra Band-Aids.
Extra Band-Aids are just like, I guess we're spending the day at the trampoline park. You just run around all you want. Although with our luck, she would just find the first set of steps or concrete.
Oh, God. Yeah. Well, she's eating it in there, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've eaten it in there.
I mean.
I was holding her one time, and some kid ran up under me. We both ate it.
Yeah. So that happened, but then we went to the other one, too, and that was a lot of fun. They were chasing cats and, you know, running around and having a good old time. Cut to
our party.
Sunday.
Not so perfect weather.
We lost about 30 degrees overnight.
Yes.
And didn't get, and we, and like after the sun came up, we gained about 5 of that back. It was
50 and
it
raining.
Was about, yeah, it was mid 50s or so. I think the high that day was like 58. And it was raining, not storming, but raining a lot.
It just rained the whole time. Just a constant stream of rain.
Yep. Drizzle, heavy rain, back to drizzle, back to normal rain, back to heavy rain. Mm-hmm. Just back and forth all day. So.
And our party was like 10 in the morning. Yep. So everybody's asking me, they're like, what's your backup plan? I'm like, there's no backup plan. I'm 9.5 months pregnant.
Yeah.
We're going to play in the rain.
Yeah, there's no backup plan. We're just going and seeing who shows up. And I was like, well, do we need to adjust the pizza count? I'm glad we didn't.
Well, we only didn't need to adjust the pizza count because we just kept giving away whole pizzas.
We did. We did. Which we would have probably had to do anyway, yeah. Even if there wasn't rain, because it was a lot of pizza.
Well, and like, we had a pavilion rented at this park that has AstroTurf. So there was no mud to deal with, which I didn't think of ahead of time. It just happened to work out that way.
Yeah. Nice cushy turf that just drains water immediately. So yeah. No puddles really. And there's puddles around the actual like covered area, but man, that's a perfectly designed playground.
It was the only place you could have done this, with the little mess that we had. But like the kids all just, I just let everybody know. I was like, we're bringing rain boots and raincoats and umbrellas and towels and changes of clothes. Like,
yep.
And all, like, we still had 20 kids show up and go play in the rain. And
yeah, there was a lot of people there. It was fun.
We, the slides turned into water slides unexpectedly and they went very fast.
Yeah, the kids were enjoying that. And,
I did not expect it, and I just kept seeing these kids just rush the bottom of the slide, and nobody landed on their feet. They all were just like skittering across the turf on their butt, and I was just like, oh, please nobody look at me like this was my bad idea.
Man, a day like that would have been like a rainy day like that would have been a perfect time to have like just have someone have a slip and slide stashed in the car.
Absolutely.
It needed to be warmer. Definitely couldn't do it. Again. But like
our kid was teeth chattering by the end.
It was one of those days where you could put a slip and slide out and not need a hose hookup for it.
Absolutely.
Like, it would have been perfect.
Yeah. Our kid at one point, she was having a blast. She was all over the place, playing with her cousins, playing with her friends. And then I look over and she's got this 1,000-yard stare and I'm like, is she okay? And I had to watch her for a while because I was like, she's okay, she's just thinking. And I watched her and then I saw her hand shaking and I walked over and touched her hands and she was so cold and she was just having way too much fun to even acknowledge it or realize it even. I don't think she even knew she was cold. She was just like just like, nah, I'm not stopping. So there I finally changed her out of the wet clothes. Got her warmed up.
Yeah. There's quite a few chattery teeth going on. I'm glad we bought a big basket full of dry towels.
Yeah.
A lot of kids use those to wrap up and get warm and get dry.
Most of the parents brought changes of clothes too. Most everybody had rain gear. It was about as good as you can make out of a situation like that. Like, the only way the only way it could have been like 400 times better is if we added 20 degrees.
Yep. But I mean, there was no outside people that came. Like, no one came to the
playground. Had the whole place.
We had the whole place.
We rented the pavilion, but with the place that we were at, like, if you do that, yeah, you get the pavilion to yourself and you can set up your little party in there, but you're still sharing the playground with everybody. This was nothing but our people for the whole time, and then we got an extra hour to sit there and just like let our kid open presents too. So
yeah, we I think there was only a few people that didn't show up.
Yeah,
and everybody else that said they were going to be there were there, plus a couple of extras.
Yeah,
it ended up being pretty awesome.
Yeah. She had a insane turnout for a rainy day. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was a well executed third birthday party. Yeah. Even with the rain.
Yeah, and we didn't have a ton of decorations to set up. I did make a cake. I made a cake the size of a twin size bed.
You made a giant
cake. We still have half of it in the fridge, and we had a ton of cupcakes, and we had a ton of pizza, like you said, and a balloon fiasco.
Oh yeah.
We didn't go crazy on the, we went crazy on the balloons at the house. We just filled the hallway with balloons. So when she walked out the morning of her birthday, she got to like swing through balloons and she had a good time with that.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. And so I went to Party City and got one of those Mylar big 3 balloons. And I wish there was a video element to this podcast, but
there has been in the past.
In the past, there has been. Technically, I could splice this into it. But I just got back. My mind kind of went blank. And you know how you do when you pull up and you just bought stuff at the store? You pull up into the carport or into your driveway and you're gathering stuff from the front seat that you need to take in with you. And I just hit that pop trunk button and I was just like continuing to gather stuff. And I just heard, boom, boom. And I was like, I looked in the mirror and I looked out the back and I saw the Mylar like coming out from under where the tailgate was up. And I was like, no, oh no. Got up and I ran after this Mylar balloon and I touched the string. They had an extra long string on it. I touched the string before it got out of my grip. Out of my reach, and I just watched this giant shadow of a 3 go across my front lawn. And I sat there and I watched it go away, and I just kind of turned around and walked back all dejected like George Michael Bluth in Arrested Development. And our Ring camera caught it all, or most of it at least.
Yeah, it was
And I turned a situation where I was very angry and very just beaten. And it became a $15 video because that's how much the Mylar balloon cost.
You only felt better about that once you found the video on a Ring camera.
I was already laughing before I went and retrieved the video because I was like, I know that camera got all of it. I know it got all of it, and it did. It got every piece. You just see the 3 come out from the carport. You see me running across the front lawn, and you see me walk back, very, very defeated.
You also hear the no. Did you realize what's happening from the carport?
Because that's my elbow hit striking. As I'm trying to tear out of the vehicle, it's my elbow hitting the horn on the steering wheel.
You showed me the video, and before asking, I immediately sent it to your brother and sister-in-law, yeah. Which I knew would be fine. And then I started asking, I'm like, who else can I send this to? And then you started sending it to people. I was like, oh, if he's sending it to those people, then this is fair game.
Yeah, I was... People love seeing that stuff, especially when they know the person. Oh. So it was good. But we got a replacement balloon. Your parents went and picked one up at the grocery store. They also got some other balloons filled. And It was, this one was silver. The first one was gold. And one of my friends definitely got me good. He was like, we're standing there talking, and he just looked over. He pointed at the balloons. He goes, man, that would be a great balloon if it was gold. And I was like, I hate you so much. I hate you so much.
Did you show your coworker that came, that video?
Oh, no, I didn't.
You need to.
I need to show it to him.
He'll get a kick out of that.
Yeah.
But yeah, she had a great time, man. She's, every time anybody's asked her if she had a good time at her birthday party since, she's, her whole face has lit up to tell them, yeah, we played in the rain.
We did play in the rain.
It was pretty epic. So I would have, with no storms going on and the ability to just run around in the rain and, you know, slide on slides and all that. She ate it out there like immediately too, though. She did bust her nose. I forgot about that.
There were a couple kids that kind of ate it. One of the other kids was trying to walk up the rolly slide and just between it being wet and a rolly slide.
Oh, God.
Just wham, right on her forehead. I'm glad she didn't break her nose.
Oh, I don't think I saw that. Maybe I did see that.
No, you were busy doing something. I saw it happen, and I was like, and one of our kids' grandparents was out there and saw it and went and checked on her. And, you know, I was watching, and she wasn't crying or anything like that. But someone, I guess someone got her mom's attention, and her mom came over there.
Okay.
But it was kind of, I think it was kind of nice for the parents too, because they could go out and they could go play with their kid and walk around with them, or they could just let their kid go and go run around, and there was nothing to worry about because
nobody else.
There's literally only two ways into that playground, and we were standing like right in the middle of both of them
and
in the pavilion.
No one else was there.
And no one else was there.
Yeah.
So it was like one of those where none of the parents had to be on like high alert, like, where's my kid at? Where are they playing at? Like, yeah. Everybody knew that their kid, like, if any of the kids wanted to leave, they had to pass all the adults.
Well, and like, and almost all the adults there knew almost all the other adults there.
Yeah. You're just kind of watching other people's kids. Yeah. You're like, you're doing like the whole tribal thing.
Yeah.
Like, it takes a village.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
We had a few friends from each side, like my side and your side, independently, that probably didn't know so many people, but like most everybody had a few adult friends with other kids there in common. So,
well, and it was helpful too that, like, I don't know, there's just something about, like, even if you don't know the other parents there, it's like you all still have that commonality of like,
yeah,
we're parents.
I mean, when we go to that playground anytime, I kind of feel that way already. Like, I'm not gonna leave my kid unattended or anything. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, if I take my eyes off of her for 1 second and she skins her knee, you know, 15 feet from me, like, you know, I know a mom might pick her up before I even get to her, because I've done that for other kids there.
Like, yeah, and I know I've caught, like, other kids that were falling or,
yeah,
like, you know, had
exactly
fallen down or got stuck or something like that.
Yeah. So, that kind of stuff.
Very community feeling. But overall, we're not going to harp on the birthday party anymore. It was fun. It was really good. It was cool to have.
Can't believe we have a three-year-old.
One last birthday party that's, it's like the all, like, just, she's the only kid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it was cool that you actually made it.
Yeah.
And didn't have the child before then.
I wore the joke out, but I definitely told everybody several times that if I went into labor at that party, I would stay until the end of the party. You're only chuckling
so
like
funny
that because I told it 10 times that day. But
so
it was
funny
the first time I told it.
Speaking of which, we went to the doctor today. How are you feeling?
I feel good.
Yeah?
That little sidestep weirdness earlier aside, I feel good. I thought last Tuesday after we went to the doctor, he was coming that night. And ever since then, I've kind of felt like he settled in and got cozy. So,
well, you were noticing, they said that he had dropped, you were noticing that the shape of your stomach was different.
Yeah, I was like, do I look smaller? Like, I was scared he wasn't growing or something. But he's growing fine. The what do you call her?
Midwife.
Was the nurse.
The PA.
The nurse for the midwife.
Oh, she's a nurse. Okay, she's not a physician's assistant, right?
The first person we saw.
Okay.
Oh, you weren't in there. You got.
I mean, it's the same lady who's been there though. And I saw her. She let me in. Remember?
Yeah, that's right. So she was saying like, yeah, he definitely has dropped, and she can tell. But I was joking with her. I was like, people I don't see but like once a year telling me that, oh, he's definitely dropped. I'm like, you haven't seen me since I got pregnant. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's interesting because like the more I paid attention, I was like, oh, okay, I see it now. Because for a while, so there's two different looks to the belly, right? Like there's the before they drop, the belly sticks straight out, yeah. Like straight out. But when they drop, it almost looks like when you put
a teardrop.
It kind of reminded me of like when you put like a big watermelon or something like that heavy in your shirt and you just kind of like hold the bottom of your shirt. it kind of does that where it kind of like, it just points downward instead of straight out.
Yeah. It's starting to do that point, which I tried to take some belly pictures of me and our daughter today. I saw this cute little picture on Pinterest and I was like, oh, I want to recreate that. And I was, yeah, I'm obviously running out of time. So I tried to get it in today cause I actually had some makeup on and hair done. And I look back at the camera and I'm like, oh yeah, I should have done this sooner. Like, I don't think these are going to like turn out the way I want them to, but hey, whatever. We tried.
This doesn't look like I want it to. This it looks like I'm a manager at a retail store.
That's exactly what it looked like. Yeah, I don't look like a cute Instagram mom like I was kind of going for, but it'll be all right. Memories.
White mommy Instagram. So you're effaced a little bit?
Yeah. Yeah. Less dilated than I was with our daughter at this point, but more effaced, if I recall.
I don't know.
So
I wasn't able to go to those.
Well, I just didn't know if you remembered us talking about them.
Yeah, I don't remember if we started. Did we talk percentages? I don't remember.
I don't remember if we talked percentages. I feel like...
You were like, I was 90% effaced with the first one.
No. The other way around. I think I was 3 centimeters dilated by 9 weeks or 39 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like that's accurate.
You said you were very effaced with the first one.
Yeah?
That's what you told me in the parking lot today, but I was... I just learned what
No. I think I said it in a way that made you misunderstood or something, because I feel like I wasn't very effaced, but I was more dilated. So, like, instead, what they say, oh, okay. I was.
They said you were 50% effaced
today,
and then I was like, so how effaced were you with number one? And you were like, oh, by the end, by my last appointment, I was like 90% effaced.
I feel like, okay, so I think what I was trying to say is I was 10%.
Okay, so yeah. you flipped it. So
yeah,
okay,
I think I said it wrong. Right. So,
I was like, were you really?
No, yeah, I think...
Explain effacement real quick. So
effacement is the ripening of your cervix to make it, more malleable for the baby to come through. I don't quite know how that works because it's just like, all right,
it kind of thins out and it's starting to extend itself.
Yeah, but I'm just like, okay, so...
I said he was really close, a lot closer than before when they were checking your cervix. Yeah, so
I don't understand exactly how the baby getting through a solid surface of the cervix, a solid surface of the cervix. Say that 10 times fast. Like, I don't understand... what happens to allow the baby to pass through.
I see. I thought the hardness was from up top and it was pushing down everything down to the bottom, but
what do you mean?
I don't know. What does the internet say?
So you're what, it up. But like my question, I guess my like scientific question I need to figure out is like, okay, so your cervix is effaced. Does it move to the side? Like,
don't they just come through the middle of your cervix, though?
I mean, like, so if they just come through the middle, is there a hole there? Like, what is it? I don't know.
Well, yeah, because isn't that what they're feeling is how they know you're dilated? They're feeling the dilation of your cervix, right?
I guess so, yeah. This was in our baby, like, classes the first time around, and we knew it then, but I have forgotten.
I'm looking up. I'm seeing if there's an effacement...
Here we go.
Chart.
Here we go. I found it. Here you go. Read it.
Ew. Well, there's nothing to read.
Okay, I was just kidding.
it's just pictures.
You can see the head.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
All right, so that's not the kind of chart you're looking for, but
here's what I'm looking for.
That gave me a better understanding of it, so you guys can totally see what I'm talking about, right?
All right, so cervix not effaced or dilated. So if you see here, your cervix is kind of more of the muscle is more muscle is above or more tissue is above the head,
mm-hmm.
and then 50% effaced, which is what they said you were today. There's a little less, and then when you're 100% effaced, this is 100% effaced, dilated to 3 centimeters. Didn't they tell you were 3 centimeters today?
No, I'm one.
One. Okay.
Yeah.
And then fully dilated at 10 centimeters. So essentially this starts to smooth out and push.
Wow, 10 centimeters doesn't look big enough for that baby's head.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
That's why them fontanelles don't close, right?
So basically it starts to stretch out and thin out. And the thinner it gets, the more dilated you are.
One.
And that's when the baby starts to be ready to come on out.
Come on out.
Come on over.
Yeah, so.
Come on out my cervix.
No. I'll never not hear that now.
Christina Aguilera sings.
I'll never not
hear. The maternity blues.
Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. So we are officially at any day status, I guess, is where we are.
Yeah, because, I mean, they did the pelvic exam on you, and they were like, I mean, it doesn't mean anything. They're like, it's just this, and they've told us that before. They're like, it's just kind of, it doesn't matter what stage you're really at, unless you're having contractions and you're fully dilated, like,
yeah,
you could still be walking around like that for days.
Well, it's like, my mom was asking me, she's like, so what do they say? And I'm like, what do you mean? And she's like, well, did they give you any time? I'm like, no. Like, my timeline is I'm 39 weeks pregnant.
You say like, that you say that kind of incredulously, but you did ask them if there was a timeline.
No, I didn't. I said, is there anything else we need to do? Like, because they flat. I mean, she flat out was just like, no. These are just like snapshots in time, and
yeah,
really I get that.
Like, you could have gone technically like into labor a day after the first time they checked you 3
yeah,
weeks
exactly.
ago. So it's. There's really no way of telling how close I think someone is.
No.
Unless you're going to induce them. Like, there's really no way to be like, you're 3 days away from.
Yeah.
Whatever. Like, they're just kind of like, I mean, everybody just kind of moves at a different pace.
Yeah.
I mean, you could wake up tomorrow and now you're fully effaced and dilated.
Babies are ready and some babies aren't. You, however, just gave me a segue into the other thing I wanted to talk about. Which was, we got a midwife we hadn't seen today, mm-hmm. and man, was she freaking weird.
I don't think she was weird. I just think she was just, I think she
pissed me off.
You get medical professionals that have certain bedside manner, and some people are just more direct and they have less fluff. And I feel like.
I like direct with no fluff. I like drill sergeants. The midwife that delivered our daughter. She's a drill sergeant. She was just like in there with me, just like, this is what we're doing.
She was, but she was also very different when you're sitting around talking to her, though.
Yeah, like, she didn't have the best bedside manner sitting around talking to her, but like, she was also still a straight shooter. This one, she looks at me and she goes, so what's your plan if you go past due date? And I'm sitting there like, I'm not a medical professional. Why is this question being posed to me?
Well,
that's why I'm here at this OBGYN practice that delivers babies for you to tell me what the hell we're supposed to do.
And I'm a give a person the benefit of the doubt. Like, I think that most people try to figure, like, we've never asked that question. We've never been like, so when are you going to induce us? When are you going to do this? Some people go in there like the first visit and they're like, so when should we be thinking about induction? We've just haven't ever asked those questions. And if she never met us, she didn't know if we had talked about that, because we could have talked about that with someone. So I mean, I think she was a little more abrupt's not the word I'm looking for, but she was just very to the point and didn't have anything. Yeah, curt. Curt's a good word. She was very curt, and she just didn't have anything extra to say. Now, there's a couple of midwives that come in there and sit down and talk with us and ask questions and stuff like
Which
that.
Which is the reason you go the midwife route, not the doctor route, because the doctors are curt, and they got to do, and they don't hold your hand. But the whole reason we go midwife route is because we like the hand holding.
So just like getting your service checked. Your cervix checked.
Oh, speaking of, the car needs to be serviced.
It does. is a snapshot in time. Any of these like really quick visits is a snapshot. Like, you don't know what's going on. Like,
I know that.
You never know.
However, every woman I've told what the midwife said to me today has been slightly appalled. So you giving the benefit of the doubt's all well and good. I'm glad you keep me grounded, but I think I'm right. That was crazy.
I just don't think it was as crazy as it seemed.
I think it was crazy.
Especially if you lead, like, let me tell you about how crazy this midwife was. Like, people are prepared to be, like, appalled at that point. You know me. My spidey senses go off with stuff like that, and it just didn't. I just felt like she was more brief than the others have been, and I think it just wasn't used to what we were. It wasn't what we were used to getting when we go in there.
For someone who gets medical anxiety as much as you do, you don't give me any leeway to have it.
It just didn't give me an anxiety filled, like,
made me anxious
feeling. Like,
I was like, well, obviously nobody here has a freaking plan. Almost got on the board.
Well, no one has. No, I mean, no one has brought it up. I mean, you did bring it up with the last week, and she was like, I don't know, we're not really worried about that right now.
See?
So, I mean, this person, since it's the first time we met her, doesn't know what we've talked
about. What are charts for?
I don't know what they put in those charts. I don't see them putting a ton of info in there unless they're, like, putting in your BP and all that stuff.
Right.
So, and it could have been something that me and you talk about. There's a lot of moving factors to that.
Shit was crazy, y'all.
Okay, what time was this?
Oh, sorry.
Goodness. All right. But we're getting closer and closer, and I think we're as ready as we're going to be, but like by this time next week, we should be very close, if not there.
The nursery's all done.
Nursery's done.
You have to put the cover on the rocking chair, and I need one nail. Hang up a picture.
Yes. And a little sister is ready, I think. Big sister's ready.
Mm-hmm.
My little girl. His big sister.
I was talking to her, picking her up from school today in the car on the way home. And I told her that we went and checked on her brother. And I played his heartbeat through the car stereo so she could hear it. And she was very excited, and I said, I think he's going to be coming home with us in about a week, baby. And she said, 1 week? And I was like, somewhere around then.
We're hoping.
And she just lit up. She was just like so excited. She got just as excited a face as when I told her she was going to have a baby brother, so that made me happy. Like, you know, there are people that are, you know, worried at how she's going to deal with it, and people that are super confident that she's just going to be fine, and people in between. And I think I kind of fall in between on like there. I think overall she's going to be an amazing big sister. I have the day-to-day worries of she's still a 3-year-old that is about to have to share her parents. So I know we're going to run into here and there like individual moment-to-moment challenges, but that's all I'm really worried about is handling those properly when they hit us. So
and we will roll with the punches and just take it as it comes, because I think you'd almost drive yourself crazy trying to anticipate every situation, because I think you do that naturally as a parent anyway. I think we did that at least the first time around. This time you worry about different stuff, right?
Absolutely.
You worry about different things, like, how am I going to afford this?
I worry a lot about, I felt like her personality really shined through while we were pregnant. She was just annoyed with us all the time, and that has rang true for 3 years now. With him, he's been so chill. Like, he's been active towards the end here, but like, I can't bother him like I could bother her while she was in the womb. So he's just like, yeah, whatever. Like,
I was doing it a little bit last night. I was leaning. I was like, I would like lean a little bit of, like, you could feel where his back and like mm-hmm. his bottom are, and like, so I would just kind of just like place my hand and press a little and just hold it there. And then eventually you'd feel him move and like try to like get his space back.
Yeah. He wants a little space though. Like our daughter would like,
she'd throw
bones and stuff. So I don't know. I'm like, are you more chill? Like, so I'm just wondering, I'm like, all right, what's the vibe check? Like, is this going to work for our team here that we got kind of rolling? I mean, of course it will, but it's just, you know, how does it work?
There's no way to tell until he gets here, and
I'm so excited.
Starts acting, you know, gets caught up on his rest from the stress of being born. And
yeah,
there's that whole thing too. And I know we mentioned it last week, but the thing that I keep finding funny is our daughter's expectations of what it's going to be like to have him here immediately, and what the reality is.
Kicking soccer ball with her in the backyard, yeah. Based on what she thinks.
She thinks she's going to go bug hunting around the backyard, like walking around with him, picking up rocks and stuff. It's like, baby, he's just gonna be laying there for months.
Yeah. Yep.
But
so, yeah, I was trying to explain to her, I think I talked about it last week too, you know, like, we could teach him to hold his head up and stuff. So she's excited to change some poopy diapers, though. That's great.
She thinks she's going to change diapers. And that just is a big mistake waiting to happen. And I'm just going to be like, here's a little diaper for you to put on one of your baby dolls and change, because you ain't going anywhere near the poop.
There was one of the people at her daycare has a son and an older daughter, baby son and an older daughter. And she said her daughter would try to change the diapers and like was giving me the rundown on how she was like actively helping the parents try, but it wasn't going so well. And I'm like sitting there the whole time she's telling a story, like, why would you do this to yourself? Why would you put yourself and that child through this? Just put your foot down on the, no, we don't handle feces. Yeah. Yeah. Let mommy and daddy handle it.
I can already say, no, get away, move. You can watch, but just don't move, don't touch anything.
Yeah, we had another friend whose girlfriend just gave birth to their first child together, and his first child overall, and we got to meet that baby. He's about a month old now.
Very cute.
I got to hold him, and I was like, oh my goodness, I haven't held a baby this small since our daughter was this small. That's weird. Hadn't thought of that yet.
But after a minute, you're just kind of like talking, just hanging out.
Yeah.
Baby. Natural.
Hanging out, like holding other people's babies used to make me so nervous too. Still makes me a little nervous. But like, he's just a baby, you know? And he got cozy. He liked me. I'm a pretty high contrast person. So infants like me because I have dark hair and pale skin. They can kind of see the outline better.
Well, you've also got like you project your voice a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Too. And
I was yelling too because we were all excited to see each other.
Sure. You were talking. You were very lively in your talking.
Yeah.
But I mean, it didn't bother him too much. He was just like, I think part of that is like they get, when you're holding him right there and you're talking, they can feel the vibration.
Vibration, yeah. Absolutely. He was cool. I liked him. He's going to be our kid's friend. We're excited about that. Our buddy being a first-time dad is hilarious because, wow. I always relay this because your best friend's wife and I have talked about this. It's always weird when someone whose feet you've held for a keg stand has their first kid.
Like, it is odd.
Every single time, even when you know you're in the same boat and shouldn't throw stones within your glass house, it's still weird.
It's very, very weird. But yeah, we're just kind of in waiting mode now. I don't know if there's anything real new going on. Did Have you looked at what to expect this week?
Yeah, he's the size of a jackfruit. I remember that.
The heck is a jackfruit? Did we? I think we went through this last time.
We've eaten jackfruit before.
I don't think I've eaten jackfruit.
Yes, you have, because you had it at your buddy who got married at the Lawrenceville Courthouse's wedding. Oh, wrong thing.
Well, they had jackfruit there?
They had barbecue jackfruit at their wedding.
Mm. Let's see. Show me what...
That's their picture of a jackfruit. But basically...
It's like a cloud with a stem.
A jackfruit, I don't know. I mean, like, I've never had it plain, but it's a fruit technically, but it's like such a mild flavor. It can kind of be masked with any kind of seasoning to imitate meatiness.
Seasoning, and then you smoke it.
Yeah.
Taking some of that smoky flavor.
Yeah.
All right. Tell me about this baby.
Baby is as big as Bruiser from Legally Blonde. That's the Chihuahua. Baby is as big as a McDonald's Happy Meal from the 80s. Baby is as big as a snowshoe. Baby is as big as a box of ice pops. A big box of ice pops. Not a normal one.
A big box.
Big box.
Okay.
Let's see. What else we got?
Development-wise, what are we looking at?
So he is... you're 39 weeks pregnant. You're in month 9 of your pregnancy.
What?
You've got what is officially considered a full-term baby. Your baby now weighs 7 to 8 pounds and measures 19 to 21 inches. Those measurements won't fluctuate much from now on, but his brain is still growing at an astonishing rate, and I keep feeding him avocado, and I try to feed him salmon as much as possible, and I probably need to eat some oatmeal. A pace that will continue for the first 3 years of life. Oh, Lord. We've run out of time on the other one. This is as smart as she's getting.
Yep. Stops here.
Oh, dang it. what's that program we were talking about? The Smart Kids program. Never mind. I'm moving on. With changes you'll be able to recognize firsthand as your baby's skill-packed bag of tricks expands almost daily. Dropped my phone. Heard that babies cry a lot. There's definitely truth to that rumor, as you'll find out soon enough, usually in the middle of the night. But what you may not have heard is that tiny babies don't produce tiny tears when they cry, since the real tear ducts aren't fully open for business yet. While you'll be consoling your crying baby right from the get-go, it won't be until sometime after the first month that you'll be wiping tears off those chubby cheeks. I remember when our daughter hit her first tears. It was pitiful. It was terrifying. Yeah, it's the most heartbreaking thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. We get to go through it all again.
I know. I keep thinking about that. I'm just like, I remember the first time our daughter had a pain cry, and we're going to hear that probably in a week. Like, he's going to get a heel prick in the hospital, and we're going to have to go through all of that again.
Yeah.
It was so difficult.
Yeah, it's pretty difficult.
Oh, God, to hear him, like, upset like that. So, baby's skin is white. Your baby's skin has now finally changed from pink-tinted to white, no matter what its eventual color will be. Pigmentation will occur soon after birth. That's because a thicker fat layer has been deposited over the blood vessels, making your baby's cheeks pinchably and kissably round. That's what he's going through right now. Let's see, almost go time for me. Let's see. All this stuff's kind of gory, and we went through it before.
Yeah.
So,
We're in the process of, we got to get your go bag out to the car.
It's at my feet right now. I can kick it.
I got to double check that we got phone chargers.
I believe I do.
I got to make sure I've got my laptop.
Our daughter, I think, stole the tablet out of my bag.
No, she's still there.
Okay.
I did not let her take that. That's really it. I mean, it's not like we're that far from the house, so if something, we really forget something, it can be either brought to us or I can go get it.
I really later. Don't. So one of the things I'm anxious about is going into labor in the middle of the night. I'm just like really hoping that I go into labor in the daytime. Like, while she's at daycare.
Yeah.
So I can just text your mom and be like, all right, you guys are picking her up.
We gotta
we're going
sure
to the hospital.
She has all the info. That, like, they will let her in
yeah.
or whatever, but she needs a number and all that stuff.
Oh, she doesn't need all that. I checked with them. Because they, like, I put everybody.
Check her in and out.
Yeah, they don't care. They don't care. They got all these procedures and they just do not care. They're like, we'll buzz her in. It's fine.
But I'm the same way, like, where it's like, it'd be much easier if we don't have to wait on someone to get here.
Yeah.
Because we can't exactly take her with us to the hospital.
No.
What do people do?
That would freak her out, honestly. She was freaked out. I laid down tonight.
What do people do if they live in a town where they don't have anybody to watch their kid?
They take them to the hospital.
Weird.
Yeah.
You might have to do that. It's like 4 in the morning.
I mean, I know. I was thinking about that today. I was like, I might have to like go start labor on my own while you stay with our daughter. Like,
yeah, because I don't think they let her back there.
I would hope they wouldn't. I wouldn't want her back there.
Yeah.
That's too much. So
much.
So.
But yeah, so waiting game right now. I'm really hoping we get another one of these in before.
Yeah, me too.
The next time.
Maybe. If he makes it to May, then they both get their own individual birthday month, which is cool.
Birthstone. How far apart do they need to be? Are they going to share a sign?
Yeah, they will.
They will.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They both be Tauruses.
Dear Lord.
I know. Both two bullheaded little shits. Oh, I did it again. I'm sorry.
Come on, man. You're killing me here.
I'm sorry.
Hey, we've done it on like the quarter hours. Like you said your first one around 15 minutes. I said a name around 30.
No, I didn't say any in 15 minutes. I think that's when you said the name.
Well, oh, and then
I've only said
then,
two.
And then so I said the name around 15 minutes. You said the first curse at like 30, and then this was at like 45.
Great. Makes it easy enough, right?
Yep. Easy added in right there.
Love it. I'm glad to be of service.
But we're not going to drag this out, but we wanted to do a check-in because we're at an any moment status right now.
Woo!
Hopefully you'll hear from us next week. You might hear from us anywhere because I think I might bring this recorder with us. Maybe we can record one.
I'm not as... I'm as of this moment not as big a wreck as I was with our daughter, you know, as a first-time parent. However, that is moment to moment. Like, I think I've almost had a panic attack, like gotten right up to the edge of a panic attack like 3 times this week. And I just keep breaking down into tears. So
yeah.
Who the
All
hell knows what
stuff.
The next moment will bring?
Yeah. This could be the last episode of the podcast ever where you're just like, I'm never doing it again. I'm done with this thing. I hate it. I love it.
We'll pick it
Let's
up
do
in
another one.
Pick it up tomorrow. In 3 years when I feel like talking again.
Yeah, no joke. But thanks for being here. I really appreciate it. At PUnpreparedPod on Twitter and parentallyunprepared@gmail.com if you want to get in touch with us. I guess you'll find out on the next episode if we've got a kid yet or not.
Yay.
We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.